I call it the same thing, but it may not be. Now, there may be some difference in the parasol. Now, there is a big umbrella, a parasol, I don't know which it's called. But umbrella, I guess is what we call it, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Umbrella. Parasol, I think, is a bigger, maybe kind of like it, maybe put them over plows when they're flying the field.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do something there.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Better
sleep. I haven't got it twice as long. Well,
now,
twice as long as a pillow, they used to have
jams.
Used to have a
pillow sham.
It was a roll like a pillow, but it went upon across the bed. But what it's called, I can't think.
A pillow sham.
Did you ever hear of a bolt?
A what?
Bolster.
Bolster. That's what it was, a bolster.
That's what you think of?
Yeah. It's a pillow. It's something like a pillow, and it's not as big around, and it reaches all across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You can just use a place of it.
And the last thing you put on the bed
is a bedspread or a canopin. We used to use canopins.
What was that?
Well, that was a heavy, what we call a bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them was made by hand, woven. But then, I seen some woven ones, but in my day there's canopins. It's just a heavy bedspread that's kind of woven together. But they machine won't do it now. I did in my day. But it was real heavy, and they were made pretty. White ones, I remember, was so pretty.
Mm-hmm. What about something women would make to put on the bed for warmth?
Quilts.
Uh-huh.
I made a lot of them.
And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody.
Well, you'd make a pallet on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Or you'd take a mattress and put it on the floor. You take, most beds have two mattresses on them. They take one mattress on, put it on the floor, and put sheets and pillows and everything on it, you know.
Uh-huh. And say if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say, this year we had a big
crop of corn,
uh-huh.
A good crop of corn.
And you say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word for rich.
Well,
very
fertile.
And what different kinds of land are there around here?
Well,
landlord.
Sandy land, and there's just common good land. I don't know what kind of. Oh, there is some clay land, but you don't grow nothing on clay land. But this clay land here, clay banks, that's generally where the soil is washed off.
Do you ever hear anything called loam or loom?
Loam. Well, loam, it's a land. It's somehow it's dirt, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Is it good or bad?
It's good.
Mm-hmm. What about gumbo or buckshot? Do you ever hear that?
Well, I've heard of it. We don't have that kind of
land. Heard of what?
Gumbo land. We don't have much of that land.
What's it like?
It's sticky land. When it rains, it just can't do nothing with it.
Gumbo, it's a kind of a clay, only it gets hard and dry
in the summer, and then when it rains, it gets all muddy.
Uh-huh.
Sticks to everything.